Mojo in the morning. Good to have you guys here. Home of the phone scams, the War of the Roses, and the Dirty on the 30. So, a new man in Megan's life. Want to hear more about this, Megan?
Okay. I'll tell you. So I was able to go to MoPAP, which was so much fun. And I knew a lot of my friends, kind of from all over the place, who had left Toledo, were coming in for the show. I was super stoked. And one of my girlfriends was like, hey, I'm with a group of people. I'd like you to meet someone. And I said, sure, I'm over by the stage for this artist. Like, if you want to come hang out, like, this is kind of where I'm camped at. Love to meet all of your friends, because she moved to Cleveland. So I was like, cool, I'd love to meet them all, yada, yada, yada. And we eventually meet up, and she introduces me to this guy. And this guy and I kind of hit things off, right? I know, me, wow. Talking I to a this male is
so
human.
So excited for you.
Yeah. What? Me? And you guys, I'm a little bit proud. I wasn't super weird. I was a little bit weird.
Like awkward?
Yes.
You're a little awkward.
Shut up, Shannon. What, I'm very awkward when I talk to new people.
I know you are.
So I think I do better in like a group setting because I was comfortable with some of the people in the group. I wasn't exponentially weird, just slightly weird. And we're having a good time, and he's funny, and, you know, we have very similar interests, and things are going really well. I just feel comfortable for the first time in a long time with a new man, which is actually very rare for me. I'm very uncomfortable around new men.
I am so excited. I am so excited. When are we get a chance to meet this new man?
Well,
I was waiting for the butt.
I didn't. Oh, this is so petty, you guys. I didn't catch his name at first, and I think it might be a red flag. Because when I turn around to my friend, because you know how you got to do that sneaky thing where you would talk into somebody for too long, you can't ask them their name anymore?
Yeah.
And he knew my name at that point, so I was like going sneaky to my friend. I'm like, hey, what's his name again? What's his name? And she said, oh, that's Mark. And I went, red flag. Sorry.
Why?
Okay, so if your name is Mark, very sorry to tell you this, but I've never had a great experience with a Mark. They're my red flag name. And my brother, when I told him this, he was like, what's wrong? Like, why did your attitude change all of a sudden? And I was like, well, his name is Mark. And my brother went, ugh. Because my brother knows my history with that. But he still said, but you're being a little bit weird. It's just a name. But I stand by. You got to go with your gut, and my gut tells me that all Marks are bad people.
What is your thing with Mark? Like, what did Mark ever do to you?
I just, they're untrustworthy people.
Wait, all Marks are, or
okay,
just
there are
specific
a few
Marks?
Names. There are a few names. This is going to be so bad. Please don't hate me. Please don't hate me, because I know this is petty. But, like, I have a girl version of this, too. And it's... I shouldn't say this, but it's Allison. If your name is Allison, you've got some red flags in your back pocket. It's the same.
You've had
with
some
Mark.
Bad experiences with Allisons?
I have no justification for it. I can't tell you. I know it's not a valid thing, but I just have a name that's a little bit of a red flag. It kind of takes you off the table.
So Megan, you're not going to pursue said Mark because the name...
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds petty. But in my brain, it sounds justified.
How many Marks, by the way? Shouldn't it be like how many Marks have been the bad Marks?
How many good Marks have you ever met?
Well,
that's my question.
Truth. Actually, Mark is really not mine. Mine's Chad. I don't like Chad, but I...
See, I have a good friend named Chad, and he's like the sweetest guy ever.
Well,
but everybody has a name.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Is Megan, by the way, dooming another potential relationship right now over something petty like this? 844 Mojo Live, 844-665-6548. Is your name Cherie?
Yeah.
Your name is good. You pass on the name one. Everybody likes a Cherie.
Thanks.
But you actually, you see where Megan's coming from here, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's kind of like zodiac signs. Like, you kind of pick and choose who you like and who you don't like.
Yes. Thank you for understanding where I'm coming from on this one.
So
yeah, definitely.
So Megan's not crazy. I mean, we know she's crazy, but she's not crazy when it comes to the fact that the name Mark for her is a bad look. It's a bad name.
Oh, please don't drop out there.
Oh, she dropped out right there. No, she's not there anymore.
Mark came after her. What are the bad?
I wanted to ask her, and she should call us back. Maybe people can call. What's the bad zodiac signs? Are there people that won't date certain zodiac signs? Somebody has told me, you know, Scorpios were kind of rough.
Everybody hates cancers, and I'm a cancer.
Cancers are bad too. I'm a Gemini, and I've told that I'm a kind of a mess. But what's up, Chris? On not that line, this line. Hi, Chris. We're doing okay, Chris. What do you think about this? Megan and Mark.
Well, I have to say, Megan, go with your gut. As a therapist, I would tell my client to go with their gut because for me, it's John. my ex-husband is John. I dated a man named John who is worse than my ex-husband, so I avoid John. If John or Jonathan is in your name, it could be a middle name. Your last name could be Johnson.
What do you do?
I think I need this.
Can I ask you an honest question? What do you do with clients, though?
Well, I don't have a choice on that one.
You take all the money you can from John's.
Well, yeah, I'm getting my his pension, which is a lot of money. Taking a lot of money from him, but no, I mean,
talking about your clients. You were actually talking about your ex-husband there, but all right.
With my clients, I see them. It doesn't matter. Thanks, guys.
Take care of yourself. We appreciate it. What's up, Martine?
Hi.
What's happening?
Just driving.
Is Megan completely out of line here?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes. Is Megan out of line?
No, she's not. I won't date guys named Colin.
Really?
Colin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Colin. I won't do it.
What did Colin ever do to you?
I have an ex named Colin. It's not a good relationship.
Really? So Colin's, yeah. Colin's a bad one for you. What's up? We're calling, who do we have here? Oh, Cherie called back. She's going to tell us what signs are the bad signs, the astrological signs. We got disconnected. Did you hang up on purpose or did you
have a
bad sign? Okay.
Bad service.
What signs are the bad ones?
Definitely Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn.
No, but she's dating guys,
male,
right?
Capricorn. Okay. Yeah. Male Capricorn. Why? Sorry, I should clarify.
Are male Capricorns bad in some reason? Like what reason?
I mean, I just feel like they're very toxic and kind of abusive, but maybe that's just me.
Okay. All right. And any
but
others?
Leos are where it's at.
Leos are where it's at. All right. Do we know what Mark's sign is, Megan?
Oh, sorry. No, not a clue.
We haven't gotten to that point yet?
Mm-mm.
Is he willing to change his name? Can we ask him if he's willing to change his name?
Can you call him by his middle name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Didn't think about that.
A lot of people calling up with different names here. I like this one. Some people say that they will never date a Megan. Interesting.
Fair. I've never met a Megan that I particularly like.
Sydney, will you not date?
I won't date anybody named David.
Davids are bad. Wow.
Yeah. Dated two of them. Not good.
Wow. I didn't realize that Davids would be that that bad. I thought that they would, you know, seem like nice guys.
What if they go by a different version of it? Like a Dave?
No, still, it's still too close to David. Don't like it.
Yeah. Or if they make it sound like fancy, like David.
Mm-hmm. No, so
your name's David. But your real name's David, but you pronounce it David. No.
Are you a douchebag?
Whoa, double.
Yo, hold on.
Just so I'm clear, I'm petty for not liking Marks, but Shannon's not petty for having discrimination against David.
No, I'm saying if your mama named you David, but you're like, no, I go by David.
Okay.
All right. Ashley is a school teacher who says names play a huge part in who a person is. Is that right, Ashley?
Yeah. So I have multiple names. I've always wanted to name like my future children, and then I have that name as a student, and depending on how it goes, it either confirms that it's a great name or takes that name right off the table for me.
Yeah. So what are some of the names that you cannot ever name your children because they were just not great students?
So Stella was a favorite until I had a Stella, and that ruined it for me. I never see Stella the same anymore. Aiden was a good one. That is no longer a good one. And Tom, I can't.
Wait, my real name is Tom. What's going on with that?
There's a long list of Toms that are just trouble.
Toms are bad. Toms are bad. All right. Well, probably right on that one too. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
And last call here from Kelsey, who would like to reaffirm that marks are maniacs. Is that right, Kelsey?
Oh yeah. I completely forgot about this until I heard the name again and it flashed back to me. I dated a mark in college, broke up with him. He threatened to quit his job and quit school and was calling, texting, over 80 texts and calls within a half hour. And I had to end up getting a police report on him and basically had to call his mom. I broke up with him, telling her to come get her.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Wow. Bad situation. Wow. Well.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, I'm getting married Saturday, and I have a good guy now.
And what's his name?
His name is Chad.
Oh, no.
Babe, you want to think about it?
Oh, my God.